He's not pushing it forward.
Right.
So a couple things. So I went to the state parks about 2 months ago, and then went back again. We went back last week. I don't know if you guys know. And by the way, I'm not trying to be aggressive. I'm just trying to tell you, back as I understand it, if that's something you don't agree with, tell me. We saved West River. They were gonna plan was gone. The state didn't secure money for it, so it was gonna go somewhere else. So
that
we're
wasn't the town that.
Well, that one was the state.
Right.
So
there was some comments that the town board dropped the ball on that.
Well, I'll get to that one. I'll explain that. So that's the second issue. But let me just talk about the West Park River. We went to West River. The state parks came here this morning. I spent 3 hours this morning with John Whitney in the state parks. They have three amazing. One of them is totally amazing. I'll just tell you. One that I think is amazing is closing down the. If they close down the parkway, they can finish that entire route into a mind-blowingly amazing bike path that will have new foliage, new amenities, save the duck blinds, have kayak launchings. So that's one of their plans. They have three plans. They're going to put them together. And we're going to have a public hearing in the next month or so. They're going to come back. The property values will skyrocket.
They didn't present that to the public when they had the meeting before.
Yeah,
well, the reason why is that now that they've
looked at it, was presented. There was two plans submitted down at the Nike base, and the community was invited. They actually had two meetings where the community went in and looked at all the plans. That wasn't one of them.
This is a new plan for them. You're right. The reason why is it's cost efficient. It will save tons of money so they can actually complete the project, because if they go with the old plans, they can only do a small part of the project. This will give us a bike path that over the whole road. Well, let them do the presentation, but I went over the plans today with John Whitney. If they actually complete it, which I think they will, if we can get behind it and get the community behind it, it will transform Grand Island in a positive. I'm telling you, wait to see what they're doing. It'll be amazing. Like, it'll change Western New York, real, because you'll have this bike path that goes from Niagara Falls to Buffalo, and Grand Island will be the key.
Well, we've been behind them.
So I'm just saying, it's live. They're back in. A new plan's coming. We're gonna have a
closing the parkway though.
No, but behind the idea of the bike path, if they have a plan on how to do that, actually complete it, I've not seen anything. I've seen a picture of this is where it's going to go, it's going to be this wide, we're going to have this kind of an overlook, stuff like that. That's all I've ever seen.
I know if I was living
along the side street there, not the parkway, but
the service road,
I would be really against having that traffic all go in front of my house.
No, I was on West River Road this week, or over the weekend, and I know all those people that are on over there by Long Road, and they like the idea.
So let me say a couple things about the parkway.
They said Staley.
The parkway, we can go by emotion or we can go by statistics. The statistics on the parkway, they've done the numbers. Guess how many cars a day use that in height? Remember, it's closed all winter. Guess how many cars a day use that in the height of summer?
200.
300. Pretty close. Which means it's the least used state road.
Where did you get that data from?
Department of Transportation.
And that, they did a study.
They lined up and they just studied those are the numbers.
Maybe towards Beaver Island.
Well, even at the the key point where the most, even toward Beaver Island, in some parts is even lower. But even down the road, the highest point is 1,200 at the height of summer, which means no traffic.
See, 1,200, I believe.
Well,
300, I don't
it's know. An unused road.
I mean, if you go a non-used portion, the further you down, the less the traffic, obviously.
And actually, if you remove that road, it will actually reduce traffic because the only people driving over there are going to be the locals. You're not going to have pass-through traffic
anymore.
There's
a lot of people going to all the different pharmaceuticals.
It's easy to get there from other ways. And actually, by closing that road, you get more people in the boulevard, which is where we want traffic. We want people driving by our restaurants and stores.
People who go to work down there are the people that use that road.
Right.
And the people who go to work off the north end of the island that live along the West River somewhere use that road.
Right. I'm not saying
the service road is 30 miles an hour, and
it'll be harder.
It takes you too long to get to where you want to go.
It'll be harder to get places 30 miles per hour, but it's turned that area from much. It will transform the area, and the property values will go up.
I guess I'm reading this wrong. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant they were going to close the parkway to construct the bike path and then open the parkway.
No. They want to
close the bike.
They want to turn the parkway.
I don't want to be there for that meeting.
I don't either.
Hey, guess what? You guys can blame it on me. I'll tell you what.
It's not even your plan.
It's not my plan.
I'm all the West River folks. I was
so why
shocked.
Why did they talk to us about
shocked.
This?
Because they're working, well, this not, they're not pushing any plan.
I don't know
they're
going to
propose three plans. This is the best plan from an ecological perspective.
For the state to save money.
Well, it's well also to save us for money to have that road completed. Now, I agree with you, the West River people will not be so happy about it, but guess what? Change is hard, and when they see the final product, I think you're going to get something that will... When they see their property values go up, look what they've done in Clarence and all these other places they put these bike trails in. People are fighting to get houses in front of these bike trails. If they want to preserve a road that no one uses, God bless them. I mean, that doesn't make any... You know, wait, one more thing about Robert Moses. You know what Robert Moses was? A crook. Who destroyed part of Grand Island
and
tearing up his projects all over New York State. Yes, and one of the last remnants of his legacy is right here on Grand Island, a road no one uses.
I don't mean to be skeptical, but that's an 8 mile or 10 mile, I don't know how many miles. It's a long distance. I don't see a lot of bikes going down that road.
Oh, you're crazy. It'll be blown.
You know what?
You're saying going down that road. There's a lot of bikes.
So this is what they're going to do. Let me show you.
What they want to do is that road, they're going to cut.
I'm sorry to get on the screen. You're a former teacher. Bear with me for a second. So they're going to put islands throughout it. So you have like high speed lanes and then you have low speed lanes. So someone with a stroller could be over here, and then cyclists can be over here.
So the overlooks are going to be close to cars then?
No, they're going to have.
Well, just for the
they're going to come back.
Now.
You're going to have periodic parking spots throughout it, but they haven't put it in places where there's a very low density of housing. Where the parking lots are going to be very small, 8 to 10 spaces, and it's going to preserve the snowmobile road. I invite you to, they're coming back. We're going to have a public hearing, so you can come and complain all you want. Maybe
I'm not going to complain.
Oh, okay.
I'm not thinking it's a bad idea. I just think the public is going to be really unhappy.
Maybe.
I think the public over there will be unhappy. Yeah. I think the public on the island will be
maybe.
Into it. Go ahead.
You need to make it clear, Angie Verde doesn't want you talking about the specifics of the plans yet.
Because they're going to propose three plans. If this is the plan Nate McMurray likes, and if the people on West River hate me, they're going to love me in 10 years.
Sorry, who said that? Who said they don't want...
Can I be the owner of West River? Can I speak?
Yes,
please.
Give
I'd love to hear you.
Go ahead.
Question. You said who?
So who said that they...
Angela Burris of State Parks.
The head of the...
To me, that's excusable behavior. If they're making a plan, the public should be...
No, you're totally misunderstanding, Mike. What she's saying.
But a presentation is a fully thought out plan. I think they should be getting input right from
Mike. They already did.
This is a new plan
No, no, Mike, they have three plans, and we're going to go through the whole process over again because we're basically restarting the process. They have three plans. What she's saying is Angela doesn't want Nate saying which plan he likes best. But this is the plan I like best.
Okay,
and the property owner,
so
in other words,
yes, go ahead.
There's going to be a lot of people who had property taken away from them by eminent domain that you're now going to give to the public to use, and that'll be invading these people's space.
Riparian rights. I absolutely understand that, but guess what? They've been trying. Look, if a lawyer would take that case, he would have already taken it. That's not a winning case. I'm sorry.
And they'll be able to party in front of their houses.
No.
And you won't be able to have access to the waterfront in front of your own property. I experienced that as a kid.
You'll have, look, Nancy, I hear what you're saying. This project will make that waterfront more accessible to more people in a more meaningful way than a highway. Than the Autobahn of Grand Island. Which makes it impossible to cross in summer, which people are, it's super dangerous, it's people drive on there like crazy people, and it's not even taken care of. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're not, right now, guess what else? Everyone complains about cutting the grass. Suddenly, because we're turning, wait, let me finish, because we're turning this into a state park, it's their obligation, no longer the DOT, the state parks, and they've pledged to me that they will take care of that grass. With everything, there's a give and take.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet the DOT pledged that they would take care of the grass.
Yeah.
So, that doesn't quite
Well, they're talking about them.
You trust the state on that one.
It already is a state park.
I got some cheap land to sell you.
It's a state park already. It's a state park already.
Yeah.
It's just maintained by the DOT.
Yeah.
The park has an obligation to mow that lawn, the mall between the
Look
two.
Look, so many communities would kill for this type of investment in their community for the state. We're talking millions of dollars. That's to a road that nobody uses. Anyway, we'll talk about it more. I just want to give you an update. Second thing, Greenway. So let's go about Greenway before we got 10 minutes. Real quick.
I don't have the same vision, apparently.
Well, you can fight us, but
we're going to win.
So here we go. The next thing is...
I'm with this.
I understand their sentiment. It's going to be a sentiment.
I understand their sentiment. It's my job to try to persuade them. Mm-hmm. The state parks may have a different take. They might come back and say Nate's plan's stupid. It's something they came up with. They're going to have three plans, so you come to vote.
I'm just
but
saying,
just come with an open mind.
As
all
a kid, I grew up on West River, and I couldn't swim in the river in front of my own house because people from Staley Road or Love Road would come down, and they liked it in front of our house because we had a rock that you could dive off of into the water, and there was a nice beach there. And so we couldn't even enjoy the riverfront in front of our own property.
But what this is going to do is open that property up to all kinds of users. Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it will make your property values, just do some research, because I know you do research better than anybody else. Get on the internet, look at how property values go up when you put in bike paths. Look at it. And other option
if you're
is...
You're talking about like over in Tonawanda.
Tonawanda. We're not talking about that.
That's a very populated area. This is a very depopulated area. I think it's... My belief is your belief is not consistent.
You think no one's going to use it? I'll make a $100,000 bet with you right now that people are going to use it like crazy. You want to do it?
It sounds like you. I didn't say nobody, but I know that something similar to that exists.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to call you out, but I think you're wrong. I think you're fighting for those people's rights. I think I applaud you. Anyway, I just get this real quick because people are freaking mad at me.
I'm always right.
Okay, I got to go quick because I want you to know about the Greenway Commission. So, absolutely, the Greenway Commission. But they still may take away the Greenway grant for scenic roads. I'm not blaming anybody.
But then they would be going back on their word.
Well, they are. Because we had her in this morning again, Jean McEwen from the Greenway Commission, and she said to me, she showed me pages and pages of non-replies from a town hall, emails. And I don't understand, because town hall all seems to think that we did our job, but I have to go to the Greenway Commission in a month and present to them our plan. So this is the plan. Step one. We're going to get this new grant in October, hopefully, which will be, what is it, 19,000 or something like that. This is the matching funds. Step two, we begin building in May of 2017, right?
Yep.
Step three, we finish probably in May of 2018, all right? So now we're 6 years away from when the original grant was given underneath McMahon. This is what's causing them concern, because there's no progress to show. But I wrote a letter saying we're going to get it done at least at the latest by 2018, maybe even sooner, which is what Lynn Dingy and the gang said we can do.
This is from the
Scenic Woods.
I'm sorry to jump around.
Phase 1.
So phase 1. Now, everyone knows, so here's Scenic Woods, right?
Well, all the engineering was done on that, so how could
That's
they
what
say,
happened.
How could they say there's no progress?
Because that engineering,
yes, they want built. They want
that engineering,
built.
that money for engineering was never authorized to be spent on engineering.
Yes, but no, that's incorrect.
That's what they said.
No,
to us.
They, you know what? They can say that.
Okay, go ahead, Grant.
No, they can say that if they want. It's incorrect.
Okay, well, maybe it's incorrect.
That money is given to the town to use to build the project.
They're saying no money is released whatsoever until we complete our phase 1 work. Then the money is released. So if we say, so that's the law. They're saying if we spend money, we did it under a misconception.
We
spend money?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
$65,000.
We weren't already compensated for it?
No.
We have not. Exactly what he's saying. Greenway pays you money, or gives you, it's not Greenway actually, it's the standing committee, gives you money to do a project. They expect the project to be done. Not to study the project or to engineer the project. They expect the project to be done. In the process of doing this, we're thinking that, okay, we got this grant from Greenway. Right, we're going to be doing this. The engineering firm is out there. As long as they're already out there, why don't we just get the engineering done on this whole thing while they're there? Why call them back out? So we spent X number of dollars.
And they finished this whole...
Then we expect to be getting another grant. We fully expect to get another grant to be able to complete the construction of phase one.
Were we expecting to get reimbursed for the 65?
Yeah.
Okay. And but we have not done. We expect to be reimbursed.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is what the plan looks like. This phase one and phase one A, which is what we're going to work on in the next 2 years, is this much of the entire plan.
If it's that much.
Yeah, it's tiny. The whole trail goes all over here. A very conservative estimate is this is going to be $600,000 to get this, or more, which we'll never get in one chunk. They told us today we're never going to get them. This is supposed to be phase two. They're like, huh? Give me a break. This should be phase two, three, four, and five, maybe.
And by having the engineering done, you got a leg up on.
But the only thing is, the Greenway is only $2 million a year. So for us to get probably $1 million for this, will never happen. They'll never grant us that much in one chunk to do it over. So they say do it in phases over the next couple of years. So that's what we're going to do,
And the shovel-ready projects, which is why you get the engineering done, you usually get the money first as opposed to a town that doesn't have any engineering done on it.
And there was follow-up to the fact that we didn't get the grant, and the comment back from Greenwood was, well, how are you guys doing? Well, we expect this grant. We didn't get it. But we're going to resubmit next year, and we're going to change some things in there that we believe will get us the grant.
I think
we didn't get the grant the next year.
So that's
Greenway. We didn't get the grant again, but we're going to do something about that. We know we have to go forward.
I don't mean to be hung up on the 65. Is that a loan we took out, or is it something we got to pay back?
Pamela would tell you exactly where it came from, but it probably came out of
spent.
It's spent. We're not going to get reimbursed.
We will get reimbursed.
No, we're not, because we get reimbursed, we're not going to have enough money to finish phase one and phase one A. That's the problem.
That's part of the total.
Yeah, that's
what's left over from that grant.
I want to get phase one and phase one A done. Well, everyone should know to get the rest of it done is going to take several years of application.
Why are you so negative on that?
Chris, I had a lady screaming at me. No matter what I get you guys have a different opinion about it, but Cindy can say this. I had a lady almost melting my face off, showing me emails, but how no one ever responds to her at town hall.
Well, and when she was in here, she was talking to me for all
that. That paperwork was submitted in January.
Have you gone and talked to Lynn?
Yes. And I had Lynn
and
me.
And Lynn showed you her correspondence with the Greenway?
She gave you paperwork. It's not.
Okay, we'll forget it. I can show you all the paperwork and give it to you guys.
I don't know why we're dwelling on that. What's the path forward?
Wait a minute. I gave you the path forward.
I got to correct that. The paperwork was given to your office in January. And nothing was done with it.
That's not true at all.
It is true.
That's bull. We've been working with her every day since January. Chris.
I've seen the paperwork.
Should we have her come here and talk to everybody? Should we have her come in and give you a lecture?
I'm just saying. I'm all negative on this project.
Okay, stop.
Do you want the project to go forward or not? I mean, you got to have a positive attitude about it. If you don't, then let's kill it right now.
We saved the project. That's the reality.
Hold it. You just said it was killed, though. Which is it? Was it alive or was it dead?
No, phase one and 1A is hopefully alive. But everyone should understand that's a parking lot.
Pissing match over it.
Okay, we'll
stop. We need to move forward.
Next point on it. Next point everyone has to understand is, and I gave this, I need to call you. This is why I was a presenter.
No, I'm just saying that we have had ongoing conversations with the Greenway. As much as they are going to say, oh, I sent an email, you didn't get a response, send me an email, you didn't get a response. The response is the same. We didn't get the grant. We're rewriting the grant. We hope to receive the grant next time and put it with the Greenway money and complete this project as planned.
We're going to disagree.
I can send you the same email 12 times during the course of the year. It's not going to change. I'm waiting to get another grant because I can't do it.
I didn't mean to call you guys out. We have the admin. We have them on our team right now. Chris, I'm sorry. I felt like you were attacking you. We have them on our team right now.
I just want to get the facts.
I've done every. These are the facts. These are the facts.
I got different facts.
What's different?
When the paperwork was submitted, and I guess Mary probably should have finished up on it in December, but it got moved forward into January. And I don't blame anybody.
Maybe everyone here was working.
Office and mistakes get made. It might have got missed, but
we're not talking about January. Let me just say something.
But no, the paperwork was
You're talking about one grant. We're talking about this is what I think the problem was. There was no one from town hall
All I'm saying
talking
is
to them on a regular basis.
Just,
it's the, it is a big deal. I can tell you it was a big deal. I mean, when you have someone from the commission saying to you, you're going to lose the money, and there's nothing to do with the last 4 months, we're talking 4 years.
So are we going
to
lose the
money? No, we're not. Well, we may. No, we may. We have to go to the commission next month and make an argument that in good faith, we've done everything in our power and over the last couple of years, and we'll have something to show by the end of this year. That's what we have to say.
My biggest concern is I don't want to start spending the money on a hope. We need to have a commitment that we're going to get reimbursed.
But we are. Okay. This is what I'm bringing this all up for.
And if there's matching, too, we need to make sure
that we have the match.
That it's not coming out of our hive.
That's what the State Department of State grant is. The Department of State grant is being used as the match to the grant.
That's right. That's right.
Got it.
That's right.
Okay.
So let me go to the next subject. So, Nance, since you're in the room, so you guys saw the letter I wrote about the bridge, about bridges? I thought I sent it out to everybody.
Yeah.
So Nance helped me work on that. She spent a lot of time with me over every weekend. We went over tons of paperwork. Nance was part of the original lawsuit. She is a wealth of knowledge on the subject. Long story short, you guys should know this. The original enacting legislation is so black and white on this issue, it's shocking. Remember the whole Native American lawsuit on Grand Island? The whole Native American lawsuit on Grand Island was about one subject. It's like they said, listen, we already had a promise 4 years ago. You know, $500 a year was the deal. And the court ruled, hey, that's a good deal. Deal's a deal. Almost similarly, we can save the state. Grand Highland had a deal a long time ago. The deal was that toll money stays here. If you keep the tolls, the only reason the tolls can be to maintain the bridges. It says that right in the law in black and white. The reason for the tolls are for the maintenance of the bridges only. Now, I don't know what happened over the years and how the tolls suddenly became a major profit source for the state of New York, but I don't know how they're going to walk away from this. Do you, Nance? I mean, what do you think?
Contract.
I don't know. It's a contract. Just like the contract. Go ahead.
I didn't think of this. I'm not going to take credit for it. Someone else brought it up to me.
Yes, sir.
How many cars on Grand Island go across the bridge? Approximately. What do you
a lot.
Think? Maybe 10,000 a
yeah.
day.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 10,000 a day.
Yeah.
And they get 91 cents.
Yeah.
That's how much we get for that, right? When the car goes across
right.
the bridge, and we get charged 9. So the town of Grand Island, that particular person actually benefits by 91 cents. Multiply the 91 cents times the number of cars, times the number of trips over the island, and do we make about $2.8 million?
I don't understand. What am I missing?
We get a discount. We don't pay a dollar. We
shouldn't
get 9 cents.
Our homes at
no,
all.
If
right.
we don't...
Go ahead.
Think about that as a benefit to the taxpayers of Grand Island. Actually,
oh, the discount of getting off the island?
Actually, the user, it's a user fee kind of thing, right? So that's a discount. I don't have to pay that anywhere else. If the state says, okay, Tom, we'll give you $2.8 million, but guess what? The toll's a buck.
To us? The toll's a buck?
Doesn't it, there's nothing in that agreement that Grand Island residents will get a reduced toll.
No, but it says the tolls should be only for the benefit of the people of Grand Island.
Okay, so the toll is a dollar. And now I have to pay $1 every time I go
over. Even with your math formula, we're still getting ripped off because they make $20 million a year on the toll. Yes.
How much?
It's a 3% of the overall revenue of the New York State Thruways. Our tolls.
$18 million a year, right?
Over 18, according to their conservative estimates.
Right.
$18 million.
What does it cost to maintain the bridge on a yearly basis? And then when
they've testified in court that the bridges are a source of profit and they've been for 70 years.
It's not even a million.
It's not even close to the maintenance. I mean, this is a major problem. I don't know how they're going to walk away from it. They're going to pretend that the law doesn't matter.
Oh, well, maybe it's more than
they
that.
Couldn't last time.
Yeah.
And now
they would.
The thing is, in the 80s
yeah.
case, which I read with her,
yeah,
they're afraid of this argument.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't go to court. They settled with them for 9 cents because they were terrified of what the original law said.
And I ran into the engineer who testified for the State Thruway Authority after this case. 20 years later, he recognized me. He said, you guys cost us millions of dollars. They don't want to have to pay for Wall Street lawyers again. They don't want to have to experience the bad PR they had to deal with.
I'm not saying we're going to win. I'll say this. They'll scare them into maybe changing the situation there. Okay, the reason we had to cross is the Golden Gate Bridge. Golden Gate Bridge is older than the... Probably older than our bridges, right?
I'm sure it is.
It's super narrow. It's just as narrow as our bridge. 20 times the traffic, probably. They have those high-speed tolls. You can whip through. It literally says, do not slow down, and huge lights. And because they want people to move. I don't know what we're going to get out of this, but I think if we start to poke them and punch them a little bit and say, look, if status quo isn't good enough, we'll get some kind of change. Anyway, I just want to let you know.
So when you say change, do you think we might get a piece of the revenue?
Piece of the revenue.
What about moving them to the center like you were thinking?
I think that will ruin the Grand Island Bowl. I think it'll become a traffic jam.
Main Street
Williams. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, sorry to get so excited at the end there. Hey, by the way, guys, I want to say one more thing. I think a lot of good stuff is happening, and I know we don't all see eye to eye, but I got to say it because I really believe it. I think we're really moving things, and I appreciate your support when you guys give it and your ideas, and you've changed my mind on a lot of things. So.